Live from CPR News and KRCC, I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. It looks like the culprit of Colorado's latest wolf death was another wolf. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The wolf is one of 10 animals Colorado captured in Oregon and released near Kremling last year. State wildlife officials found it dead in Grand County in September. The federal government later completed a necropsy that showed the wolf likely died after a fight with another wolf. The animal also had a healed bullet wound on its leg, but it's unclear if the injury occurred before or after it arrived in Colorado. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
One barbershop in Denver hires people who were formerly incarcerated, as well as veterans returning to civilian life. Now, they're marking the shop's first year in business, and they're looking to expand. James Repening founded R&R Head Labs in Denver to have a mission beyond cutting hair.
Here, you know, we're creating opportunities for people to thrive, and really that's one of the number one things they need when they're coming out of prison to prevent them from going back is, I need something that helps me pay the bills, take care of myself and my family.
Repening says the barbers he hires have great experience cutting all types of hair, because that's what barbers do in prison and in the military. Denver, Colorado Springs, and Grand Junction can expect sunny skies with highs reaching the 50s. Tonight, temperatures will fall to the low 30s, with some areas dipping below freezing. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. For more news, visit cpr.org. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel, and the time is 7:06.